Próbna matura. Język angielski. Poziom podstawowy. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wywiad z właścicielką nietypowej kawiarni. Zaznacz znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania, a które nie.
Last week we were talking about cafes where you can meet animals. Some of you have probably heard about cat cafes, where you can pet a cat while drinking your coffee. But our guest, Leslie Graham, had a slightly different idea. Leslie, why did you decide to start such a unique cafe? And what's it all about?
Hello. Well, birds have always been my passion. 6 years ago, I started caring for owls as a hobby. I couldn't stop, and soon I had more and more of them. When I saw the trend for cat cafes, I made a decision. I should make an owl cafe.
How many birds do you have, and where are they raised?
Right now, I've got about 25 owls and 6 other birds. I raise them in the cafe, and they're also offered for sale.
When is the best time to visit your cafe?
All year round, actually. But late spring and early summer is when the owl babies appear, and that's when you can touch them and play with them. In other parts of the year, we keep the birds in cages, and we let our customers touch only some of them.
I see. And what do you recommend ordering?
Definitely our muffins and strawberry cake. The muffins are shaped like an owl, and the strawberry cake looks like one of our birds too.
And the final question. Is your cafe popular?
Yes, extremely. We don't advertise, but a lot of people visit us non-stop. They come because they've read about our cafe somewhere on the internet, or some of their friends have already been here and were excited about that.
Thanks for the talk, Leslie.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Last week we were talking about cafes where you can meet animals. Some of you have probably heard about cat cafes, where you can pet a cat while drinking your coffee. But our guest, Leslie Graham, had a slightly different idea. Leslie, why did you decide to start such a unique cafe? And what's it all about?
Hello. Well, birds have always been my passion. 6 years ago, I started caring for owls as a hobby. I couldn't stop, and soon I had more and more of them. When I saw the trend for cat cafes, I made a decision. I should make an owl cafe.
How many birds do you have, and where are they raised?
Right now, I've got about 25 owls and 6 other birds. I raise them in the cafe, and they're also offered for sale.
When is the best time to visit your cafe?
All year round, actually. But late spring and early summer is when the owl babies appear, and that's when you can touch them and play with them. In other parts of the year, we keep the birds in cages, and we let our customers touch only some of them.
I see. And what do you recommend ordering?
Definitely our muffins and strawberry cake. The muffins are shaped like an owl, and the strawberry cake looks like one of our birds too.
And the final question. Is your cafe popular?
Yes, extremely. We don't advertise, but a lot of people visit us non-stop. They come because they've read about our cafe somewhere on the internet, or some of their friends have already been here and were excited about that.
Thanks for the talk, Leslie.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie cztery wypowiedzi dotyczące sportu. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, dopasuj właściwe zdanie, od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi.
Have you ever tried playing soccer? Well, have you tried it while wearing a bubble suit to attack other players? Welcome to bump soccer, a new fun way to play the popular game. Each game can be played by up to 26 people, and we offer suits for both adults and children, so it's a great option for birthday parties. Check it out and book a place at our website www.bumpsoccer.com.
2.
I've played soccer regularly for 10 years, and everywhere you can think of. In the park, outside my block of flats, and in my parents' garden. Anyone that can kick a ball can play soccer. Beginners love soccer because it's easy to learn. And there's simple joy in kicking a ball, even if you're not very good. If you want to play in serious matches, you must study some strategies and become fitter. Soccer's excellent in many ways, and you can only discover that by playing. Just start. You won't regret it.
3.
The 2014 FIFA World Cup was the 20th international soccer tournament. It's too bad that China didn't qualify for the competition. Why? Because the game was invented in China about 2,000 years ago. Its name was Tzu Chu, which is kicking ball in English. The ball itself was stuffed with hair or feathers. The player had to use his shoulders, feet, back and chest while trying to fight the attacks of his opponents. Use of the hands wasn't allowed.
4.
I wasn't able to watch it live, so I tried to make sure I didn't find out the score before I got home. I had it recorded, and as it began, I sat back and watched Real Madrid take control of the game as they ended the first half 2-0. But in the 64th minute, Barcelona scored, and the fight started again. It was almost 90 minutes, and all I remember is shouting with joy when Barcelona scored goal after goal. I was so loud that my neighbor called me to ask if everything was all right.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
Have you ever tried playing soccer? Well, have you tried it while wearing a bubble suit to attack other players? Welcome to bump soccer, a new fun way to play the popular game. Each game can be played by up to 26 people, and we offer suits for both adults and children, so it's a great option for birthday parties. Check it out and book a place at our website www.bumpsoccer.com.
2.
I've played soccer regularly for 10 years and everywhere you can think of. In the park, outside my block of flats, and in my parents' garden. Anyone that can kick a ball can play soccer. Beginners love soccer because it's easy to learn. And there's simple joy in kicking a ball, even if you're not very good. If you want to play in serious matches, you must study some strategies and become fitter. Soccer's excellent in many ways, and you can only discover that by playing. Just start. You won't regret it.
3.
The 2014 FIFA World Cup was the 20th international soccer tournament. It's too bad that China didn't qualify for the competition. Why? Because the game was invented in China about 2,000 years ago. Its name was Tzu Chu, which is kicking ball in English. The ball itself was stuffed with hair or feathers. The player had to use his shoulders, feet, back and chest while trying to fight the attacks of his opponents. Use of the hands wasn't allowed.
4.
I wasn't able to watch it live, so I tried to make sure I didn't find out the score before I got home. I had it recorded, and as it began, I sat back and watched Real Madrid take control of the game as they ended the first half 2-0. But in the 64th minute, Barcelona scored, and the fight started again. It was almost 90 minutes, and all I remember is shouting with joy when Barcelona scored goal after goal. I was so loud that my neighbor called me to ask if everything was all right.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 6 tekstów. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C. Jeden.
Drones are cool. That's a fact. But the owners sometimes have problems with wild birds. Big birds of prey, such as hawks, attack the expensive machines, hunt, catch, and destroy them, thinking they're smaller birds. However, it can also be useful. Just recently, Americans began training wild hawks to hunt and destroy illegal drones. For instance, those which fly over the airports. Hawks learn quickly, so it's quite successful.
2.
Josh, are you ready? Hurry up or we'll be late.
I'm coming. I just need to grab my cap and gloves. They're in the wardrobe.
You've left your gloves in the car. There's no need to look for them.
Okay. Got the cap.
Do you have your smartphone?
Yes, it's in my pocket.
Are you sure? Better check it.
Gosh, it's missing. Hold on. Let me take a look in my room. Be right back.
Wait, I have it. I knew you'd be looking for it.
Very funny, Amy.
3.
Hi, Mike, it's Jane. Why didn't you call me yesterday evening? You knew that we had a project to finish. I managed to do my part, but there are some things that need to be changed, and I was really counting on you. Anyway, I was supposed to hand the project in to our teacher today in the morning. I wanted to talk to him and get some extra time for you to work on it, but you're lucky the teacher's ill today. Still, call me as soon as possible. I won't do the whole project alone.
4.
You won't believe what happened to my grandma. She used to live in an old house in Manchester. And one Christmas, she wrote a letter to Santa and pushed it down the chimney. Years passed, she moved out, and just recently some builders were tearing down the chimney and found the letter. They posted its picture on Facebook, and my mother spotted it. And now the funny part. When my grandma met them, they gave her a pair of gloves because that was exactly what she wanted for Christmas 50 years ago.
5.
What's on today? I'd love to watch a good horror film.
Let me check. Nope, no horrors today. There's a nice musical at 8 p.m. though.
After the last horror we've watched together, I couldn't sleep at night. Let's watch Happy People singing and dancing, shall we?
Oh, come on. Haven't you recorded anything?
Well, I've recorded one thriller, and I haven't seen that yet. And I have one drama which has quite good reviews.
I'll go with the first option then.
Good. Let me take some popcorn and I'm ready to plop on the couch.
6.
And now some unusual news. A young British man wanted to get from the north of England to the south. But the price of a one-way train ticket was huge and there were no buses available. He found out that it was cheaper to take a plane to Paris first and then fly to his final destination from there. He travelled an extra 1,900 kilometers to save a little money. The journey took him 12 hours, but he said that it was a great experience.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
Drones are cool. That's a fact. But the owners sometimes have problems with wild birds. Big birds of prey, such as hawks, attack the expensive machines, hunt, catch, and destroy them, thinking they're smaller birds. However, it can also be useful. Just recently, Americans began training wild hawks to hunt and destroy illegal drones. For instance, those which fly over the airports. Hawks learn quickly, so it's quite successful.
2.
Josh, are you ready? Hurry up or we'll be late.
I'm coming. I just need to grab my cap and gloves. They're in the wardrobe.
You've left your gloves in the car. There's no need to look for them.
Okay. Got the cap.
Do you have your smartphone?
Yes, it's in my pocket.
Are you sure? Better check it.
Gosh, it's missing. Hold on. Let me take a look in my room. Be right back.
Wait, I have it. I knew you'd be looking for it.
Very funny, Amy.
3.
Hi, Mike, it's Jane. Why didn't you call me yesterday evening? You knew that we had a project to finish. I managed to do my part, but there are some things that need to be changed, and I was really counting on you. Anyway, I was supposed to hand the project in to our teacher today in the morning. I wanted to talk to him and get some extra time for you to work on it, but you're lucky the teacher's ill today. Still, call me as soon as possible. I won't do the whole project alone.
4.
You won't believe what happened to my grandma. She used to live in an old house in Manchester, and one Christmas she wrote a letter to Santa and pushed it down the chimney. Years passed, she moved out, and just recently some builders were tearing down the chimney and found the letter. They posted its picture on Facebook, and my mother spotted it. And now the funny part. When my grandma met them, they gave her a pair of gloves because that was exactly what she wanted for Christmas 50 years ago.
5.
What's on today? I'd love to watch a good horror film.
Let me check. Nope, no horrors today. There's a nice musical at 8 p.m. though.
After the last horror we've watched together, I couldn't sleep at night. Let's watch Happy People singing and dancing, shall we?
Oh, come on. Haven't you recorded anything?
Well, I've recorded one thriller, and I haven't seen that yet. And I have one drama which has quite good reviews.
I'll go with the first option then.
Good. Let me take some popcorn and I'm ready to plop on the couch.
6.
And now some unusual news. A young British man wanted to get from the north of England to the south. But the price of a one-way train ticket was huge and there were no buses available. He found out that it was cheaper to take a plane to Paris first and then fly to his final destination from there. He travelled an extra 1,900 kilometers to save a little money. The journey took him 12 hours, but he said that it was a great experience.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.